This is a podcast about the vaccination rollout campaign in our catchment area. I'm marketing and media advisor Emily Lenz.
And I'm Dr. David Mullen, principal GP at Lorne Medical Centre and Apollo Bay Medical Centre.
And this podcast will cover a number of questions you may have about the current COVID-19 vaccination guidelines and the government rollout plan. Our first question for Dr. Dave is, hypothetically, I'm aged between 50 and 59 years and I've received my first dose of AstraZeneca. Should I continue with my second dose or wait for Pfizer?
I can understand how people have some anxiety about this given the new statement from the government regarding 50 to 59 year olds. However, first dose AstraZeneca, if you've had no serious side effects, it's highly unlikely you'll have a serious side effect from your second dose. So the answer would be yes, absolutely, it's safe to have the second dose of the AstraZeneca vaccination.
Great. And our second question is, we are now eligible at our Apollo Bay Medical Centres to administer the Pfizer vaccine to people aged between 40 and 59 years. Can you tell us a bit about the rollout to our catchment area?
Yes, so we've just recently learned we have been approved to provide Pfizer vaccination initially at Apollo Bay. This will be a slow rollout due to the amount we're being provided, which is a small amount every 2 weeks, so it'll be quite a staged, slow rollout. We're still figuring out the finer points of how we will contact people or have people contact us to book in for the Pfizer vaccination.
And I assume that this will evolve after a couple of weeks or months, and people can book with calling our reception staff or through our online booking form?
That's correct, yes. And initially we'll just be doing the first dose of the Pfizer vaccination.
That's exciting. As our local GP, can you explain why, or more importantly, is the COVID-19 vaccine different to other vaccines in the past, which would include the flu, measles or polio?
In the very basic level, all vaccinations are kind of the same. And that's where you want to stimulate your immune system to learn about a foreign bug. And we do that by introducing your immune system to some small part of it. And there's many different ways of doing that. But ultimately, a small version of the bug is introduced to your immune system. Your immune system learns to identify that bug and react quickly when it actually sees the real bug when it enters your body.
Is that why some people have a slight reaction to AstraZeneca and Pfizer?
Yes, yeah, most of those vaccination side effects are from your immune system just being stimulated.
Which is a good thing.
Yes.
How vulnerable are we to an outbreak in our community when the international borders open up, particularly being hotspots, tourist hotspots in Lorne and Apollo Bay?
Yes, in particular, the Great Ocean Road, as everyone knows, is a tourist destination, and we would be at particular risk for an outbreak when international tourists arrive again. Especially our population, our older population, and have lots of chronic medical diseases that put us at greater risk of outbreaks and serious side effects from coronavirus infection.
So the clear message is get vaccinated if you have the opportunity.
Absolutely.
And our lucky last question for Dr. Dave is, if people are hesitant about getting vaccinated, what should they do?
Come and have a chat. Have a chat to their GP. It can be done over telephone if they're eligible for telehealth. We're not going to, tie you down and force you to have a vaccination. We're happy just to have a chat and hear your concerns.
We'll cut that off there and then I'll finish.